exactly on them.
Later.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Should I bring my pen too?
Yeah. No, it's for me. You just have to make some
better. Okay.
I also got my mask, but I don't need my mask.
I do.
Come on.
Here we are. My laptop is crashing.
Damn computer. Check one more time. Can you hear me?
Well, actually, my laptop doesn't work. I don't know. Switch it on again.
Check. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it worked.
Test, test.
Yes.
So you all read what we're going to do or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna make a remote control.
Yeah, that's I think my laptop is a bit edgy.
Just made a simple presentation. You also put some things in it.
One, how's the right? That's this one.
This one?
Yeah. That's me. I think that one.
Cool. Okay. So that's my name, notebook. We're going to make a remote control, you already know that. So we're looking how we're going to this agenda of our meeting. You know, this is about 25 minutes, this meeting. So, the first thing we have to know is. You already know what we're going to do. You also read what this did things or
yes.
Not yet? Okay. So yeah, it has to be original training using friends and methods what you're going to do. First we have three steps of making the remote control. The first thing is in the functional design. It's really important. We have to look what the needs are, the effects of the functional design, and how the remote control works. So that's where we're going to look in functional design, that's for the next meeting. The second thing is the conceptual design. That's what it puts out as the specifications of the components and the properties and the specifications of the user interface. And we have to look what the market is doing, what kind of remote controls are in the market. And the third thing is the detailed design. And that's exactly, yeah, you know what it is, it's exactly how it looks. Okay, so this is these are two smart boards. This is an introduction of that one. You already saw, you know all that you can put things in the project map?
Oh, yes.
Cool. Okay. So now look at that one. So what we're going to do first is so you can read.
Mm-hmm.
You have to draw a favorite animal on the whiteboard and say why it's your favorite animal. So and you have this is just to try it out. And you have to use different pen colors and different thickness of the pen. Okay, so first I'll show you, maybe you can come here to have a look how it works. Okay. This is a new page, it's okay. This pen format. And then you need different color keys. No, I just took pink. And just draw slowly because otherwise it won't work. It's a very nice elephant. I don't know what it looks like, but it doesn't matter.
Looks very nice.
I guess so. How can I guess? Oh no, no. Yeah, okay. Because I like. Okay.
A pink elephant.
This takes some time. It's a bit slow, you can see this is a bit annoying.
Okay.
Okay, so just for you guys, just one of you can draw a painting if you want. Just don't, yeah, just use it like that.
Okay.
This is a format you can use a pen with.
What's the color?
It's a format. No, it has to be an animal, so it should be
it's
snake. Snake.
It's
oh,
an animal,
okay.
Yes, animal. So yes, the water.
The water is important.
Okay, enough. Might be animal. It's a fish.
Okay,
wow.
Cool. Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, what next?
Do you have to write down why? Ah, it doesn't matter. Just to get used to the whiteboard. That's okay.
Okay.
Just make a new blank page. Yeah, not too far to the top.
Let's make it.
Maybe you should hold your pen a bit more to the back so that. No, to the. Yeah.
To the back. I
think it's a pig.
Pig?
No, it's
a
dog.
A sheep?
Not a cat.
We only have 25 minutes, so.
Take it easy.
Okay, I'll make a cat of it.
I was gonna make a cat too.
Use your fantasy.
Well, not too quick.
Just hold it more to the back, then you don't have to. Okay.
I just draw to pick, I think.
Okay, that's it.
More?
No, that's okay, thank you.
Just to get used to it.
thought each bench would be just you'd write it down and you downloaded the word. You already did it or no?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried it.
But
you actually got to write on that paper.
Sorry?
You really got to write on that
yeah,
paper.
No, but
yeah,
but
it's a real pen.
I thought it would be just in type words.
Yeah,
so
but it's just a picture.
It's just a picture.
Oh.
So
you
it's not that
you
cool as I thought it would be.
You can't edit in the edit it in words.
No.
No.
It's a donkey.
I don't know, what time did we start this meeting? I'm not sure.
I think it was
half past.
Half past, yeah. Brilliant.
Okay,
nice.
Perfect. Okay, so what we know is that we have to sell this remote control for about 25 euros.
Excuse me. Okay.
And we have to make a profit of 50 million euros, so we have to use a big market in Europe.
Easy.
The prediction costs 7.5 pounds to 75, sorry.
Ah, easy.
So, can someone make a calculation about how many we have to sell these to make 50 million? So we can have a little discussion about what experience are in the remote control of first of these and everything. So to think about remote controls.
Yeah, my first question was, does it have to be a universal remote control?
Oh yeah, that's a good question.
Because we sell it only from the not with the television, you sell it apart.
I think it's. I'm not sure. It's not.
Yeah,
it
probably would be universal.
And only television, or more devices.
I don't think you can buy a universal remote control for 25 euros. So, not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you can buy a universal control.
Okay, so we just say it's a universal remote
yeah,
control.
Okay.
Okay.
And also for the VCR and DVD player?
Yeah, everything. Just
okay.
So a lot of buttons on the remote
control. Yeah, probably. Not just the TV?
No, just everything.
Okay.
So
okay.
So yeah, what's a remote control? It's a black thing with some buttons on it. It's not nothing very special. But
well, we can try to make it special.
Yeah, that's right. So do you have any ideas how it has to look for usability?
Well,
or
I've thought about making it the same as style as the television, which yes, we don't have the same television all the time, so that's no matter. If we control the VCR and the DVD player with it, it has to be clear, because kids and elderly are going to use it. So it's not only for the technical persons. I think it must be a very good control, so you can use it from everywhere in your room. The infrared thing must be from very good quality.
That's right. Should be a good point.
Okay. Nothing frustrating then. And how big should it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
It shouldn't be too big, but I don't think we can make it too small because it has to have a lot of functions. So, yeah. We can't make it smaller than things we see now, I think.
Just big enough for the buttons we have. That's
yeah,
that's it.
Or we have to make something like mobile phones that you can fold it open. Yeah.
Maybe then you can make it smaller and uniquer.
Yes.
Maybe more trendy.
But you think about when you can
fold open, where you can see
cool.
more options.
Maybe it's for the DVD player or something.
Yeah, something
yeah,
on top, just general things like volume and TV channels, and inside things you don't use that often.
Yeah.
Oh,
or you could
yeah.
think of a small touch screen on the remote control.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want that.
Why should you use a touch screen on a remote control?
Maybe
you can make a menu in it.
Yeah, or maybe to keep it easy and small.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it's not too expensive
to
put a touch screen on it.
Yeah, maybe
it's not reachable, I think. And we have to care for the strength of the remote control.
Yeah.
Because remote controls are most things in the house that falls down on the ground and gets often broken.
And if you have a touch screen in it, it's definitely too.
Yeah,
yeah,
to
lots of kids use it, and touchscreen is not kids.
You can put games on your remote controls.
And how about the batteries? Should you put it in a recharger or?
Oh, maybe that's a good idea. Just
maybe
put it on your
yeah.
television and just recharge. You never have to use any
maybe
batteries.
Maybe that's a good idea, but yeah, we have to look at the price then, I think.
Yeah, how expensive is a normal recharger?
Well, how much is your standard mobile phone charger?
I don't know.
Yeah, if you buy it separately from your phone, it's probably expensive, but I don't know what the projection
maybe
costs are.
If you look at the market, it's probably still the best way just to put batteries in, because maybe it's too expensive.
Because
yeah.
Well,
yeah, but a home station is a really good idea, because lots of people are lose their remote control and don't know where it is, and now you can put
it's
it always at the same place.
Yeah.
Maybe it's therefore it's a good idea, but maybe it's expensive.
Maybe use it as a separate option.
Yeah.
Sell it separately.
You can buy it with.
Yeah,
it.
But I have a mouse that's also
rechargeable.
Yeah, and you just have normal batteries that you can recharge. And just put it in a station, or you can change the batteries.
Oh yeah.
Option, just the option. That's cool.
I said something on paper already. Size, looks, usable. The buttons on usual places. The on-off button must be on top.
Yeah.
It has to lay good in the hand. You have to.
Has it be has? Does it has to be have to be like a different form than a normal remote controller?
I don't know.
I think we have to look at that because well. You can do everything the standard way, but
you can make it very special to create our own looks, but it's very hard.
Yeah, if we want to make it special, we probably have to do a lot of testing if it really works.
Yeah.
Well, you can have basic things on the same place, like on off button on top and the TV channels 1, 2, 3, 4 as a block.
Yeah.
And then the volume, obviously, on top, so you can see. But the rest is you don't use that often. So if you have a clear button with a good icon on it, it should be clear as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what place it is on the remote control, I think. So you can do something unique with that.
And what we have to think about too is buttons that you use often are. Maybe like when you fold it open, when you have it closed, you can still do the
well
functions.
Yeah, just for
the
TV.
On top
and
the
just
the
basic
the
options on top.
Basically,
and
when
out.
I'm
but
watching TV, I'm just using like 5 buttons or so.
Yeah,
so
maybe it's very hard to make it full open and to look like it's very.
If you,
very nice
if you make
maybe
it fold open, it's also the strength is not as good as a
no,
normal.
No, that's
fine.
So maybe
you
have to keep it like a square, just normal remote control kind of.
Okay, but yeah.
Let's think about it. We have to close this to finish this meeting. So.
Okay.
Some more things. We have another 30 minutes, so then we're going to meet again. So you know what you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, the marketing expert, the user requirements specification. Do I need to think as a user, only the looks and the?
No, what you want to do with it.
Yeah, I think just if you have to know if it's for a TV, a DVD player, all that things.
Okay.
Also from a user, but.
Yeah, it was also about strength.
Yeah,
and
I also wrote down some stuff that you want.
Yeah, no, maybe not strength. That's not that's something for
technical friend.
That's not for you.
Okay.
Just if what's in the market, what's normal, what kind of.
Do you want to do with your remote control? What do you need on your remote control? I already wrote some down. Some ideas.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. There's already a document in the folder.
So, see you in 30 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. For the next time, you have to put it exactly on the square, so your laptop.
Wow.
Oh. Didn't say that.
No, sorry.
Your fault.